If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A podcast network.
Hello, and welcome to Two Filthy Nerds Extra Special Bachelorette Edition. That's right. We are learning about the nerdiness behind reality TV. I am joined by my hilarious friend, who is going to be our special guest co-host throughout the season, Leah Knauer. I pronounce the K, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I think I have asked you that 5 times in my life. It's okay. I'm always like, wait, my brain wants to make it like knife. You guys, okay. Leah's amazing. You might know her from a lot of things. Basic Witches podcast is maybe my favorite thing that you do. I think it's amazing.
Thank you. We love
Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I am so excited. I wasn't kidding when I told you guys that, like, this has all been looking forward to, especially this year, because it's the only constant we have, you know, is the Bachelor franchise.
Oh my God, we're all holding on by tiny threads. And you're like, at least we still have the Bachelorette. Claire. I mean, yes.
But this, I will tell you, I have been watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette since 2004, whenever it debuted with my mom was when I started watching.
Like the beginning.
Yes,
wow.
And I've been watching ever since. So, like, I'm an OG, and you picked a crazy year to have this be the first season you're watching.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, on top of the fact that it's COVID and they kind of are covering the fact that they made a bachelorette bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm watching this first episode and the little trailer they kept showing throughout it and going mm-hmm. like, okay, is this like how the bachelorette always goes? Is something extra crazy going on? Really quick for anyone listening and wondering why Nicole hasn't chimed in. She is not available this week. She'll be jumping on board. So you're going to get
totally
a whole
slew
of...
She totally would have chimed in by now.
I know. There's no way we wouldn't have heard her at this point. So let's just start with, I mean, you've been watching this since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those listening, it's literally everyone listening. If you're not listening, you don't hear this.
If you're not listening, you're not listening.
We filled out a bracket. Do you do this all the time?
No.
Leah sent me a link to
a full-on bracket. I don't do this all the time, but I was on a Bachelor Fantasy League once, so I have done it once. So that's how I knew to do it. And my boyfriend does fantasy football, so.
So it's like the same thing.
Yeah.
You're like, I've learned all the techniques.
Yeah. I want to fuck all the people in the bracket either way.
Yeah. And then it's like, yeah. Are you like, as you slowly go down, because I didn't know we were supposed to fill it in all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of cheated. I started filling in week one, watching the series. Just like before the roses, I started going like, oh, I think this guy, which
obviously was not the correct way to do it.
Or what you said to do is like just based on their picture.
Yeah. That's, I mean, there's so many different ways you could do it. That's how I chose to do it. And my bracket, it's never entirely accurate of what I like actually think will happen trying to get the most points. It's kind of a mishmash of like who I could see them picking, who I could see in the final three, and who I like.
That's what I was going to ask. Cause I was like, is it just become like, well, like, it just gets closer and closer to the people I would prefer to fuck. Like, who cares about The Bachelorette?
But that's the fun of this show.
Oh, absolutely. But also, I didn't realize till the beginning of this episode. So they open with sort of a whole, of course, I say of course, I'd never watched it before, but they do a big background on who The Bachelorette is. And our Bachelorette, Claire, she's been on multiple seasons.
Mm-hmm. She's on BIP, which I don't know if you, that's Bachelor in Paradise. Get used to that.
Oh, it's got a nickname.
BIP, yeah.
Okay.
And she, yeah, she's the quote oldest Bachelorette, which they're making a big deal in the marketing. And she's really only like 38. So it's like, okay, cool it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, like, that she's 39. Although I was impressed by that without knowing how young other Bachelorettes would be. I assumed, I was like, oh, this feels like they're kind of going for a slightly older lady. That's nice. I thought, I didn't realize she was like a former, I mean, let's be realistic about it. I didn't know that she was a multiple time loser of Bachelor. Like, that's what this is.
It's not about losing or winning. It's about love, Jessica.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sure. Is it?
It's wild. Not to quote the show, but you have to see why people are there for the right reasons or not, you know?
That's true.
Some people are there for fame. Some people are there for their fit tea sponsorships.
Yeah, they just want to, like, get enough followers to like, make it in another way or be an influencer. Do they do a lot of, I mean, Bachelor and Bachelorette have been on for years now. Is there a lot of, oh, this person didn't win, we give them, they get their own season?
Yeah, well, often they go into BIP, Bachelor in Paradise. That's where all the quote rejects go. And then they can, like, a lot of marriages happen through that because people just...
How does that work?
Because they watch the season. So it's basically the Bachelor Nation becomes a dating pool. And then they all just meet at Bachelor in Paradise. And you're part of the family once you're on this show. So, and it has become a different sensation since social media has been a thing, because now these people always become in some kind of way like a media figure of themselves.
Oh yeah, like you're automatically an influencer once mm-hmm. you're in.
Or your business does really well. Where if you watch old seasons of the show, it's just about finding love. They truly just want to settle down. So it's really interesting how it has changed in both good and bad ways.
If the Bachelorette really is looking for love, she has to suss out like who's just trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. That's crazy. So it opened with, she hasn't seen her mom because she's in a nursing home and she's got Alzheimer's. And then she presented this premise that I've heard Nicole mention. And I've also heard it from another female comedian friend, Candace Thompson. But her dad was so great that, like, it was set this really high bar. Which, and that was, like, her, like, sort of, I haven't settled for someone. Which to me was really funny, realizing that she had been on previous seasons and everyone's seen her potentially be a maniac.
Well, and her bachelor, Juan Pablo, was a dick. So she, by not settling for him, is like, he was abusive.
I love that.
She is really loved in Bachelor Nation because she doesn't stand for shit. So
I love that.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, can we talk about how hot Dale is?
He is so good looking.
Like, I would fall in love with him too.
Because you hear a story, you hear these romantic stories about people having love at first sight. And it's like, wow, what if, because if anyone for some reason listening hasn't watched it, but you're listening to this, there's a whole montage of bachelors arriving at this hotel that they've quarantine blocked off. And people get out and they do their little, like, hello. And some of them have gimmicks. Like, there was one guy who wore a straitjacket.
Yes.
Yeah, she kept him. She gave him a rose. And also, like, he did it for the bit to be like, I'm so crazy about you. But then, like, he kept it on all night. He never took it off.
Like, he wanted to be like, don't forget the bit. I don't want you to forget who I am.
And then he stayed in it for cocktails. Oh, some of those entrances were so cringe.
Yeah, it's also like, how come some people have to go in a group limo and then other people like get to roll up? That one guy came in a Rolls Royce.
Oh, too much.
The guy who, by the way, was like, you know, I'm from Harvard, but anytime you bring that up, people go, oh, I'm from Harvard. And then he comes in a Rolls Royce and it's like, fuck off.
And he's literally dressed like Christian Bates or whatever from Psycho.
Oh, like, yeah.
American Psycho.
American Psycho. Oh, that's so funny. Patrick Bateman.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like, he gave me that vibe. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, the producers are like masters at this point. And even the way that the first episode of the season is edited is so different. It's like we're viewing it while knowing what happened. Like, they basically tell you in the beginning what's going to happen. And I also know some tea, but I'm trying to not tell you guys.
I know, and that you can, like, as it unfolds, just go, I, like, withheld that from you. But that's interesting you say that because first of all, let's go back to Dale. This guy gets out and they talk and she literally goes, I think I just met my husband. I feel like I just met my husband when he walks away. And the producer or the host comes over and is like, did you just say this? No one's ever said that in the 18 years, like, in the intros. But all these clips are like them going, oh, you blew up The Bachelorette. And like guys being like, there's 15 of us are walking out. And basically them implying that she's totally fucked up the show. As someone who's never watched it, but is kind of familiar with reality TV tropes, I'm watching that going, is this really not that big of a deal? But they've cut shit, you know, from other episodes to make it look like a big deal.
They do that a lot.
But
okay, yeah.
Because we had these bachelorette brackets, in the corner of the bracket, there's a bunch of, I'm holding this to the camera. No one's watching. There's all the dudes you're supposed to vote on, but the dudes in these pictures, there's a lot of them that were not introduced at all. And a lot of people that were introduced are not in this corner. So I'm going, oh shit, maybe something happened where 15 guys did leave and they had to be replaced or they're pushing that. Now I'm just recapping shit. I want to like talk about.
Well, you know what it really is though, right? It's like these guys were before COVID and then.
And then some, like, after testing, they had to replace.
Exactly. And it took some time. Yeah.
But that makes more sense.
It's still this.
I was over here counting names and being like, how many people did I put down that aren't in this corner? My favorite. I'm trying not to be biased because there's a contestant named Garen, who is a friend of mine on the show. And he was student body president at my college. He was the king of our Greek week team the year that like we did Greek week with his fraternity. And he went to formal with me. So like, he's my friend. He's my buddy. So like, he's my favorite. But I'm looking at my list of names that I wrote down for this one. And I kind of like, I liked... what was his name? One of the Blakes, the one that broke the rule.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the fucking most bachelorette thing ever. Yep. One of the Blakes is great.
Absolutely.
The one that broke the rule to contact her just to say, I hope you're doing okay. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Because like apparently before the show starts.
That was sweet.
None of them are supposed to talk to each other. I'll say this though. This Yosef character, not a fan.
No.
Like,
he's going to be the villain.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I got, and like, he reminds me of a shitty guy I've dated. Like, when she kept him, I was like, that had to be producers.
Get used to this feeling, because this is what watching The Bachelor is like. You see them keep people, and you're like, what are you doing? Why are you... just walking past all those red flags.
Yeah, that you're like, do you even, it's like, I'm.
But I think it's because the producers are geniuses.
To be a reality TV producer, you have to be kind of fucked up. Like, you're pitting people against each other. You're like pushing these narratives, but trying to make it seem like, you know, as from what I understand, that like you're encouraging, that you're stoking the fire, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that, because I don't know if everyone who watches and realizes that.
And they give them drinks, so they're all like lubed up all the time. So they're a little impulsive.
Absolutely. And these are all already, I would say, probably 80% of anyone, any group of people on a reality show don't have like peak mental health. Like,
yes. Like boundaries, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all a little bit like, yeah, willing to push a boundary or yeah, like say a thing that you're like, why?
And we say this as two comedians.
Absolutely. As someone who would probably do really well on some type of reality show. Do you, as someone who, as like being aware of the fact that the producers are kind of, you know, pushing things, when you're watching, are you keeping that in mind? Like as a regular viewer, are you trying to go, oh, they're showing this guy a lot. I think the producers are trying to frame him mm-hmm. like that.
Oh, well, the whole thing, how they present it to us, they're in control of what. Sometimes there will be a guy in the last three that they never showed in the first few episodes. There's no way that you could have predicted it because they're the ones controlling the storytelling. So 1,000%.
Do people, because I know that there is like literally like Bachelor Nation, like, but there's mm-hmm. literally like hordes of fans who get together and like talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Do
hi. People,
I mean, yeah. I love, by the way, that you're like, oh, my boyfriend's going to love that I'm doing this because I'll stop trying to talk to him about it.
For real. He doesn't get it. Doesn't get my passion.
Are there ever, because I used to love American Idol.
Mm.
And there were seasons where people would go, this was fixed. Do people ever do that? Like, do they think that it's fake love when they pick a winner?
People as in the viewers? I mean, a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting, and this is why I actually love The Bachelor, is because it's a human social experiment. Like, yes, the producers might be manipulative and controlling this, and it's kind of like they're puppets. But at the same time, I think the love is real that's being formed between these humans, because they're in this insane scenario where they're going on these romantic dates and being forced to talk about themselves, and it's vulnerable and scary and there's camera. It's just like, I don't doubt that they're actually falling in love, but the producers definitely do have a way of telling people what they want to tell them and like doing as they please. So I don't know. This is why it's fascinating to me.
Yeah. And it's, you never know what's going to happen with the editing.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Cause it's almost like you have to wonder, even if someone's like really feeling an emotional bond with someone, it's such a perfect environment and setup. You know, it's like all these cool romantic dates, they seem to go on.
Fall in love.
Yeah. And then it's like, that's not the real world. Although maybe if you are on The Bachelorette, life becomes very easy.
But that's why there's a lot of breakups. It's because they get into the real world and they're like, oh, you're not taking me out on a swan boat. Why not?
Oh my God. Wait, we have to talk about this. We're going to take a quick break for a commercial. And when we come back, we're talking about Bachelor and breakup. We are back and we left off talking about breakups. So that is something I wanted to ask you about. As someone who follows both Bachelor and Bachelorette, how often do these couples not last?
Pretty often. But
is anyone still together?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of families. There's a lot of families.
Oh, I accidentally went down a rabbit hole and then I found no spoilers, but I was like, oh, why am I clicking through Instagrams? I think I found either a bachelor or a bachelorette couple, and they had kids, but they had twin babies, which right away, if this is actually a bachelor couple, people are probably figuring it out. They had already made Instagram accounts, individual Instagram accounts for their babies. And this is not related to the show, but if I could just say, stop doing that. Don't make your naked baby kid Instagram. I would die if I had hit like age 13 and my parents were like, now here's your Instagram. And they have so many followers.
I know.
It's, crazy. I mean, I guess from a business standpoint, you go like, get more followers. This is another stream of income. But
I guess
that's, I don't know. I'm real weird about people exploiting their kids for.
No, totally. I don't even post like pictures of my niece on my story because I feel like it's like, and I don't even have that many followers. But
yeah, I just I don't know who's out there. I don't want you looking at kids, creeps.
Yeah.
So, but some of them do make it.
Some of them break up and some of them make it. But like I said, it becomes a dating pool of its own. And so like, if you were on The Bachelor and you see someone that you like on The Bachelor and you're friends with the producers, you could literally be like, yo, I want to meet this person at BIP. And then they're in the next season and you can like pick and choose who you like basically. And they all kind of date each other.
And it just becomes like its own social circle.
Yeah.
There's just like a community of Bachelor and Bachelorette alumni.
Yeah.
God, that's got to be a cesspool. But I guess,
would you ever do it if you were offered, to be Bachelorette?
Here's the thing. Well, I have a boyfriend, so I know because I have a boyfriend and I assume we'll always be together. If that were not the case, for a long time, I was like, I don't think I would ever do a reality show. You just can't control how they make you look. I think I would do it and just lean into like a caricature. Mm. Like I would just I would love to go on The Bachelor or The Bachelor just for week one and be like the one that like you see all these women who get out and they have all these fun things and they're hot and they have their like looking for love. And then you're like, who's that crazy goblin? Like, why is she here? But then for some reason, stay for like a couple weeks.
I was going to say, you'd probably go farther than you think, unfortunately.
Yeah, because now that's it's like, TV. I think I was always like, I don't want to like show me on TV, but I think I'm aware enough now with how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I will not name the show, but I've also talked to someone in reality TV who was on a very big show. And that show actually would like offer them bonuses to like up the crazy.
I believe that.
And it's like, okay, yeah, I would be the lunatic.
Well, so I asked you on the break if you've seen the show Unreal. It's on Lifetime. It's so fucking good.
Oh my God, it's on Lifetime. Okay, I haven't seen this. What is this?
It's written by, I think I'm correct, it's written by someone who used to work for The Bachelor, so they know the ins and outs. And it's a scripted show about the behind the scenes of The Bachelor, and it shows how manipulative and crazy that is and like how much they control. And yeah, it's, you should watch it.
Oh my God, I have to now, because I'm watching this. There's so many silly gimmicks in this first episode because it's the big intros, but I'm going, oh, someone wrote that. Wrote it, but they came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm. Hey, say this. It'll be good. Say this.
I just like that. See, that part would bother me. Like, I wouldn't like saying someone else's thing and then going, that was fucking stupid. Like, I would be like, that's not good. Your lines are not good.
You're stuck in a straight jacket for 4 hours.
Yeah. Or that man that was like in the bubble. I don't even know who that was.
That was so painful.
There was like a man who like rolls out of a bubble, like a giant.
Yeah. He said, I heard you're looking for a bubble boy. No, she didn't. Ew. Well, pop that bubble and leave.
Go home. Fly away. Yeah. Like Glinda, the good witch. Yes. Away. Like, well, that's the other thing too, is with people potentially coming on just to get, 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, to try and to get people it. People do. Do you know about Jed? from Hannah Brown's season.
Tell me who Jed is.
I was just having a very passionate conversation with another friend earlier today about how much we hate Jed and Luke P from this franchise. Anyone listening will for sure know.
Oh my gosh.
Jed won Hannah B's season, and Hannah B is like very loved. Like a lot of people really like her. Jed won, and then after they got engaged, it was outed that he had a girlfriend the whole time and went on it for his music career, his fame.
What? Mm-hmm. So he had a girlfriend the whole time?
Yep. And he told her, like, I'm going to be back, but it's not real. Like, we'll get back together. And then he won and, like, lied to her this entire time. It was so fucked. He ruined the entire season. And then that ricocheted and fucked up Pilot Pete season. Oh,
yeah. Pilot Pete season. That's so, I mean, because I can't imagine, I mean, I can't imagine that poor woman if she really thought she was going to find love. Mm-hmm. But also.
And the other two guys were so good. She would have been, had a great life if she picked one of the other two guys and she picked the one shitty one, Jed.
What a fucking
And his
idiot.
Music sucks.
I mean, his name's Jed. He sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry to any listeners named Jed. unless it's you, and then fuck you. Yeah. Wow. Because the thing is like, imagine being like, I don't know. I still haven't I want to find love. I'll apply. And then you get chosen. And you're like, oh, my God, this is really happening. Mm-hmm. This is a dream come true. And you, and then Run that shit happens. Like, but also, here's the thing. It doesn't bother me as much watching The Bachelorette, the concept. I think what kept me away from The Bachelor is like, I have no interest in a man who thinks he's worth selecting from a pool of 30 women just clawing at his feet. Like, I'm like, and I also get mad at the women in this sort of like, come on, ladies, like, you're all too good for this guy, probably. Maybe not all of you. Like, you don't have to be vying for one man's attention.
Totally. The Bachelorette usually has more of like a feminist spin on it. And a lot of people feel that way. They like The Bachelorette more. But you can't become The Bachelorette until you've been on The Bachelor. So it's kind of like, you know, because that's how they find The Bachelorettes. They're almost
What about The Bachelor?
Same thing.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's usually how they do it.
So you have to have been at this point, like you have to have been on it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like your, you know, ranking. It's how you get it. But that's why this season is interesting because it's Claire. They're bringing someone back from like a few seasons and she's older than most. But so do you know what? I guess you don't know. Okay. I won't ask. What do you think happens after what they've shown us?
I mean, the
when
thing
I
is,
say
is,
this season is crazy, what do you think?
I always miss a twist. Like, I always go like, I think it's going to be this with shows like this, and then I'm off. Because I go for what they're obviously telling us. But it seems like she's either going to do something with one of these guys that is like too far for where the season is and it blows it up. And I don't know if that's like crossing a line sexually, because I don't know if that's even a thing. Mm. Like, I don't know if you're just like, if Bachelorette's just like, fuck whoever they want and then they pick one or what. I'm not sure.
There's unwritten rules. Technically, they're supposed to wait until the fantasy suite to have sex.
Okay. When does the fantasy suite usually come in?
Week 8-ish.
Okay. Do you get in trouble for breaking it? Or is it just like...
No. Well, Hannah B, the one with Jed, she fucked Pete in a windmill, and that was a big thing. Like, I think it was before the fantasy suite.
Well, you're in a windmill. Are you going to not fuck a guy that you like in the windmill? When are you going to get that opportunity again? When is anyone ever in a windmill? So I think either... If it's not fucking, I think either... What my guess would be is that she just goes, I want to be with this person. And it's like, okay, that's not how the show works. But I don't know. That seems silly. And also the way that they're, I guess I want to go the way that like the videos show people reacting. seems like they're way too mad. But I guess it's like, if you're producing a show and the star of the show, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in is like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. And it's like, okay, there's so many people involved in this. I could see how that could be angering. Because my only thought looking at this bracket is, and thinking of the clip, because they kept playing this clip where one guy goes, oh, my, are 15 guys going to walk off to get, like, all leave the show? So I'm thinking by next week or week three.
But didn't you see at the end? There was a new limo.
Oh my God, I missed the limo.
Did you see the teaser for next week?
I thought I saw the teaser for next week, but it was like, I felt like it was that same thing of like,
because he was like, what are we going to do? We're going to get a new bachelorette? And then they cut to this limo.
Oh, well, you've possibly given something away, but holy fuck.
No, it was in there.
No, I mean, I know. So I should have seen it. I don't know how I missed that. I must have got distracted right at the, I fucking classic me with like, oh, it's next week, so I'll see it. But
the,
like,
the teaser at the end of every episode almost always has some sort of like, oh, what's going to happen?
Wow. Has that ever been done?
No. So this season truly is like, whoa, okay. I have a theory, but I don't want to say too much.
Well, my theory is either, I mean, it could be that she somehow goes off the reservation and becomes a COVID risk, I guess.
That's but like, an option, yes.
I think she's just going to like elope with Dale in Palm Springs. Like, I don't like, she kept, they kept, just because they kept emphasizing that connection, I'm like, either that's going to be something very real or they're pushing that now and there's going to be a huge explosion. Because I think it goes one of two ways.
By the way, who did you say will win the first impression rose on your bracket?
Dale.
Okay.
But yeah, that's because I did it wrong and I was, I did it as I was watching. Had I done it from total scratch, I probably would have just guessed my friend to be like, oh, maybe my friend. But once they showed that clip of her going, oh my God, I feel like I just met my husband. And then she explains to the producer, for anyone who maybe is listening and hasn't watched, but the fact that the way she explained it to the producer where he goes, why, you know, you've met so many nice guys and there's more coming. Because it felt like he was kind of like, fucking relax, good? Crazy. Are you all right? But she was like, with every guy, she's like, everyone's like so nice and there's so many good looking guys. But every guy who came up, I felt so confident with. And then he came up and I like couldn't, I don't know what I said. I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. She felt frazzled. Like, it was really cute.
It was so cute. We're going to talk about this when we come back. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Leah. We're back talking about Claire and how cute she was. And then she ended up giving this the same guy that she was like, but of course, I was just like, well, obviously it's going to be him because she had tinglies. But like,
and there was a total different energy when they were talking. It felt like they were friends who have known each other a long time. He was so, it's so calm. And it felt like they knew each other.
It really did. Like, I was like,
on a spiritual level, like, I'm sure they DM'd. I have a feeling that.
You think there was something up?
I think there was something before this all started that she saw a picture of him and was like, I like that one. And then when she met him, she really liked him. And then it was just boom, done.
See, how do you feel about, I mean, how early did they tell you who the contestants in The Bachelorette are
because
before the season?
Because of COVID, it all got fucked. Like, they literally, the men got announced and then production got halted because
so everybody knew who they were.
So they knew who they were, and some of them
like it was supposed to be quick.
Yeah, exactly. And some of them are the same as you saw on the bracket. Like, a lot of them changed. It's because some of them could stay, or maybe got casted for different reasons. You know.
But, yeah.
So that's what I think happened, and I can't blame her. He's beautiful, and he seems great.
He seems like he's very sweet. I mean, the thing is It's such quick impressions. Totally. So many people do. Dale, my producer just took the paper out of my hand. He's in the original one. You know what I was also thinking, not just now, not this whole time, but you saying, you know, people, you know, got recast or whatever for different reasons. Did they announce her when they announced the men?
Yeah, it's been known about her for a long time.
Okay, because I was like, maybe they had someone else and they replaced her and they were like, we got to uncast some of these guys.
I think he really liked her and she really liked him and it's just boom, done.
I mean.
But like I said, I think the producers are masters. So I think.
So they're all like keeping everyone on edge.
Exactly. And who knows how they're painting it and what's true. And did they actually kick Claire off or was she actually being like.
Does she leave? Well, because that's like watching that clip and going, okay, it seems like she is gone. I don't know the context other than that clip. I, you know, it's like either she's kicked off or it kind of like they made it very elusive. So like the clip kind of makes it look like, did she wander off and like just never come back? What are you, my dad? But. But what's weird is. Seeing that after I saw all her early intro stuff of them showing her on, you know, her season of The Bachelor with Juan Pablo or whatever that fucking asshole guy's name is. And then Bachelor in Paradise. She leaves Bachelor in Paradise like crying. So Claire? I kind of, she's like, I can't stay. And like she decided to leave. Seeing that and then having them go, Claire's is gone. I was like, well, why would you pick the person who's already quit another season?
This is why a lot of people had a problem with them picking Claire. It was kind of a controversial pick for them.
Really? Was it because of that?
No. Well, no, I don't think they would ever change a Bachelor based on people's reactions. But I think they would listen to that and then do something production-wise, producer-wise to fix it.
Manipulate the... Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I...
They're smart. They're really smart.
I mean, yeah. No, it's an
I mean, look. A unique gift. Like, what, season 30 and we're hooked. There's so many Bachelor podcasts. Like, all the people are hooked.
People are obsessed. I want to ask Nicole next week, because she's a little bit closer to Claire's age. She's just a little tiny bit older than me. But Claire goes, you know, I'm 39. I know what I want. I can tell. And I, not having that amount of life experience, am going, is that real? Or is that someone just being overly confident in their assessment of another person? Let me ask you, did you sniff out any, he's just here to get TV time, like not looking for loves? About was there anyone Dale? You saw? Huh? No, not about Dale specifically. Were there does anyone stick out? Like
so many that I was like, gotta go. Yeah, I'm looking at my bracket.
Yeah, I feel
Chasen,
like
Chasen. Okay, I'll give you the lowdown name, on Chasen.
Chasen, barf. Chasen. No. Immediately, I hated him. I was like, I don't care. You could be curing cancer. Your name is Chasen.
But so this came into my brain for a count when I was doing the bracket. It was like, I know the Bachelorette's dating history, and so. That's all I can say right now.
Really?
So he got farther in my bracket by me taking into account like who it is. So I don't like him, but I really like
Ben. Is he from another season?
No.
Or is he just maybe like someone that she's...
Yes.
I assume it's... I can't remember Ben.
He had a really good body. Do you remember that one?
Oh, the one with the good body? Ah, yes. It's all... I want them to do one season of all average-looking people.
I know. They're all so beautiful. I want Brandon. Do you know who Brandon is? I want him to win just because I think he's so gorgeous. I haven't even heard him talk yet, but it doesn't matter. That's like Italian so stallion.
Yes.
With the hair and the tan.
Absolutely. A lot of good looking light skinned black men. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, I didn't mean to, but I didn't even finish my bracket because once I hit week 7, I was like, wait a second. I think this whole thing's going to blow up. And I panicked and stopped. But I got down to my final four and it was all black men. And I didn't even mean to do that. I was going based on, because what I was, as someone who's not familiar with the show, but is trying to go like reality elements, mm-hmm. really my brackets were purely based on who do I remember being like showcased. And that could be my own bias of people I will end up liking on the show as characters and or whatever that they stuck out. Mm-hmm. But like, I was just really thinking of little interviews or people going, oh, I just really want to find love. And I kept moving forward the people who I could look at their name and really go, oh, that's who that is without having to look at the picture. Just because I'm like, oh, it seems like maybe they were showcased more if they're sticking out mm-hmm. in my brain, which producers of all reality TV shows love to set up a big story.
Oh, yeah. That's what's so interesting about this show is people like different like cast members for different reasons. And it's almost always based on our own personal experiences.
It's so true that like, it's like, you don't like that guy. He reminds you of someone you like. Like,
exactly.
I hate Yosef because he reminds me of a man I dated in 2011. I was like, if she keeps him, he's going to beat her. That's what's going to happen. He's abusive. I can smell
it. There were a few guys that seemed very macho aggressive, like not a good vibe. Because Claire is very strong, independent. She'll call shit out and like, she knows what she deserves. So the fact that Yosef even stayed.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that there's, at least early on before it gets down to like the finals, do you think that there's some people that the producers like pull the Bachelorette aside and they're like, look, you have 20 roses, but we need you to take these three? Or do you think they just try? Like, we need you to give these three people a rose to keep the show dynamic. Or probably. Do you think it's all?
I don't know, to be honest.
We may never know.
We may never know.
There's just, I mean, so much to get excited about. That one guy, before we wrap up, because we're going to keep going with this every week, and thank you for agreeing to be a part of this.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited about it. This is not an important part of the show, but that one guy who, like, grabbed her hands too tight. Do you remember? This was the most serial killer fucking shit. She's like, he grabbed her hands and she's like, ow. She says, ow, and he's holding them. And he walks away and it shows her like, oh God, he like, my rings got like smashed into my hand. And then it cuts to his like, him talking to the camera and he's like, oh, her hands were so soft. Like,
ew.
Like just completely lacking in self-awareness. I think... I'm afraid it might have been Jay.
Remember there was one guy who...
Or was Jay in the straitjacket? This is insanity. Wait, what do you remember before we get out of here?
There was someone who hugged her really weird. And it was just like, oh, I don't...
Yeah, there was a lot of like... Yeah, I wonder if... Because with American Idol, they do the cattle call auditions. And that mm-hmm. is purely to find people to make look like assholes. Like, that's the meat of that. Like, people you see make it, a lot of them are getting some backdoor stuff into the second round, whatever. Sorry to ruin TV for some of you. But as someone who went to 4 cattle calls, I can tell you, I never got to be one of the assholes, but I tried. It's rigged. No, but I wonder how many contestants, like if there's a certain percentage they select just to be like, oh, this person is a nightmare. They'll never pick him, but we're going to get great clips. Mm-hmm. And if any of those people even realize that's why they're on the show.
I think that's what Luke P was in Hannah's season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And did he make it far?
Yes. And he was the villain of that season. He was like, ugh, he he tried to paint himself as the perfect Christian man, but really he was just like controlling and aggressive and manipulative and like asked her about.
So the perfect Christian man.
Exactly.
Just kidding, Christians, don't come for me.
But I don't understand how he stayed in so long. And that's what I was talking about earlier with the red flags. Like, how do you miss all of them when he's a piece of shit the whole time? And he was, yeah, in there maybe until week six or five or six.
That's crazy. I will lose my mind if something like that happens.
I hope Yosef gets the cut.
Fuck it. Me too. I hope she like is just like, I'm sick of your shit. Because that whole situation was weird to me. And also the other guy that got sent home within that drama, way hotter in my opinion.
It was weird that one of them got sent home and not the other. I think they both should have gone.
Yeah, I thought she would. And I think even one of the other contestants said that. He's like, if I was her, I'd send them both home. Like, yeah. They're ruining her night. And I'm like, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
Riley? No, I don't know who it was. I can't even picture a face. Blake? I'm picking a name off a sheet.
One of the
was
Blakes?
It Joe? Yeah. I know. I love how, by the way, everyone is basically one name, but like instant full name basis if somebody else has your name. That it's like, why is there... What's weird? Oh, because they both had the same initial. I was like, there's Zach C and Zach J, but it's two Blake M's. So now they're set up.
Okay. I know like, that too. I'm glad you said that. That makes more sense.
Because it's
and
Blake.
A Brandon and a Brendan.
I know, because I wrote down one. You know what? I wrote down Brendan for my bachelor, for my bracket. And then she said Brandon. And I was like, his name must have been Brandon. And then she said Brendan. And I was like, oh, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But those,
oh, yeah, there's almost always like at least one pair of people with the same name. It's like, oh my gosh, Jessica C or Jessica S.
Oh God, that's such oh, what a name.
Jessica.
I know, I
hated
it.
I didn't even try to do that.
All right, well, I guess this is the beginning of our Bachelorette series.
Pumped.
Thank you for being here, Leah. I am pumped to do this. Everyone, if you haven't watched. Start watching and come back to this episode. You haven't listened to this if you haven't watched. Why am I saying that? You can see it the next day on Hulu. I'm probably not supposed to tell you that. We will be here through the entire season. And Leah will be with us. So thank you guys. You want to be part of the live streams? Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. And also, I don't know, fucking follow us on all the social media. And one more plug, the Book Was Better episode for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix will be dropping after this episode. So get ready for that comparison. And then we will be on a brief Harry Potter hiatus and back very soon, probably November. But you'll get lots of fun Bachelorette stuff, and some cool Halloween episodes coming up with guest host Samantha Hale.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
A podcast network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.